and welcome to the Virtual Classroom Podcast. I am so stoked you are here. I'm Kimberly, and normally today is Mini Monday PD, and we normally talk about, well, right now we're working through the handbook for the new Art and Science of Teaching by Robert Marzano, my idol, but I'm going to take a break. So I'm going to take a break from that this week and just really give a shout out to all the moms out there, all the mom virtual teachers specifically. Not to say that any other mom is not worthy of being mentioned, but this is the virtual classroom where I talk to virtual teachers. So I'm definitely speaking out to the virtual teacher moms out there today. So, but if you're a mom, great. Super stoked for you. And thank you for all that you do for your family. But this advice today is really for the virtual teacher mom. So I want to just take a moment and be real and vulnerable with you and let you know about some things that I've really experienced since this pandemic set in place. And maybe this might help you if you ever do decide to school your kid full time from home. So I don't plan on doing it because it's just not, virtual school is not for my son. It's just not. I'm a big believer that virtual school can be for anybody, but some kids are a better fit than others, just like at any other school in your town. Your kid might fit in a better school than another. So because they're just different, their cultures are different, how they do things are different. It's just different. And so anywho, what I'm trying to say is that virtual school is not for us. And I found that out during this pandemic. So it was a big adjustment for us coming to go. Well, it wasn't a big adjustment for me as far as work does. This is what I do all the time. I'm a virtual teacher full time and working from home all the time. But my son does not do school from home at all until this pandemic. And my husband hadn't ever worked from home before this pandemic. So that was a big adjustment. I didn't adjust much as far as work goes. We did change our schedules up just a smidge, but it was really trying to help my son school while also schooling my fourth graders. That was the challenge. And I'll be honest too, I only have one kid right now, so this advice might only take you so far. But it's my advice, and hopefully others are sharing other advice, especially those with multiple children. But hopefully at least gets you started if you need it. And if nothing else, I hope it's an encouragement to you and how awesome you are. So when my son first started schooling from home because of this pandemic, he was excited at first. He was excited to like kind of school, like how mommy teaches. He liked going to Zoom meetings. He liked doing things at home that he normally did at school, but the novelty quickly wore off, like very quickly, like within a couple of days. So we were like, a lack of a better word of saying it, we were arguing and fighting like all the time. We were battling each other every day when it came to school. And I was like, look, I gotta be the parent here. I got to be the parent. And what would I do with my students in my traditional classroom or my virtual classroom? What would I do with my student if this was their behavior? And my immediate thought was I need to put more structure in. I need to have like a schedule. I need to have routines. And so that's what I did. I realized I wasn't doing that. I was kind of training every day, like Saturday, or Sunday rather, with a bedtime. So letting him wake up when he wanted to wake up, we'd eat when we wanted to eat, that type of thing. And basically I was just happy if he wasn't talking while I was teaching or being really disruptive. But then when it came time to do school, it was like, no, he didn't want to do it. So here's what we did. And granted, this is my one kid. And things just kind of aligned well, but we are still kind of figuring out, and we still battle. So I want to also be honest with that. We still battle, but it's not as big as battles, and they're not every day. But I started waking him up at 7 o'clock on school days, and that would give us like an hour together before I had to go to work. That let him eat breakfast. We were able to eat breakfast with each other. And just kind of just wake up, if you will. And then by 8 o'clock, I'm working, he's working and reading eggs, math seeds, and he listens to a couple books on Get Epic. his school has like a clever, I forget what it's called, but one of those accounts. So he's able to access all those. He's used to accessing all those because of his school. So I just looked to see what lesson or what map he was on before he started, and then would just check at the end to make sure he was on the next one and not the same one, just to keep him accountable. And then after that, he had free time until his Zoom meeting. So then at the beginning, one of us definitely needed to be there. Now I'm sitting next to him, but I'm still teaching typically during his Zoom meetings for right now. And so I just make sure that he's being appropriate. He's not like staying off to the side. He's not just like showing his favorite Pokemon the entire time that he's listening and such. But that's what, and then after that, so that's his Zoom meeting, and he participates with his teacher. His teacher should be a virtual teacher because she's fantastic, phenomenal. And then after that, he has free time again until lunch. And then we eat lunch together, which is really nice. I'm real thankful for that. So we eat lunch together. I talk about his new meeting with him. He tells me how it went, what he liked about it, what his favorite part, what friends he saw, what he learned, all that fun stuff. And then he has free time again until after I'm done teaching my last block of the day. At which time we then do like his book work, if you will. So his teacher has seesaw activities, and we do a couple of those each day. We practice his sight words, and then we're done. We're done with school by like 3 o'clock, which is really nice. And some days he still battles me and pushes the buttons or the boundaries to see if he can get out of stuff. But those are getting better because I'm just trying to stay consistent. I'm trying to say, you know what, this is what we do. This is what we do every day. You can fight me if you want, but we're going to do this, and you're going to lose privileges and all that, you know. Or you can earn things if you just are good and happy about this. So some days he forgets and just needs that reminder. And some days he loses it, loses all of it. And then on my favorite days, he gets it and just works and is happy and we have fun and it's great. But I will say it's gone a lot better, and I'm real thankful that I tapped into my teacher side of me to be a better mom, if that makes sense. And so I hope that you are doing something along this lines, or maybe you have some advice for me. If so, head on over to our Instagram and Facebook and give me some advice on how to get my son to quit battling me. But I have a feeling that's not going to change. I think that's just part of life. But anything to help would be really great. But at the same time, you're a mom and you might be experiencing these things too. And just know that you're not alone. I just published this on my podcast for the world. And so, you know, judge me if you want. But also just know that I don't have it all figured out. I'm a human. I'm not perfect. I don't strive for perfection. I just strive to be the best person I can be, the best mom I can be, the best teacher I can be. And I know I'm going to fail, but it's my hope that I learn from those mistakes and become better because of them. So thanks for listening to my heart. I hope you had a great Mother's Day. I hope you have a great week. And know that you're valued. I'm so thankful for you in this community. Your kids, your husbands, your partners, they are all lucky to have you and so blessed to have you. And you are worthy of all the good in this world. So thank you for doing all that you do, not only for your students, but for your kids. And have a wonderful day. Remember, as always, to be brave. Take a risk, and above all, have fun. Bye, guys.